My guest, Jack Guttentag, the mortgage professor, available at mortgageprofessor.com, MTG, professor.com. We've been talking about his retirement plan model. It's out in a couple of weeks, breaking down into three categories. And he's got an example of a broad overview for someone. Go ahead, Jack.
The retiree that I have entered into the system has, is 62 years old, has accumulated $2 million of financial assets, half of it invested in common stock and half in interest-bearing securities, has a house worth $500,000 with a $100,000 remaining mortgage balance. So we have put this this retiree through the system, which involves generating a number of scenarios about how things will happen and what will change during the period between his current age of 62 and a planning age, which we have established as 104.
Wow.
And one of the, we want to make sure that he's still doing well at 104 if he lives that long. One of the features of the system is that it provides a number of options. There are different ways to go. For example, he may or may not take out a HECM reverse mortgage based on his home equity. And the deferred annuity that he takes can be of varying length, depending upon a variety of circumstances that I can't get into now. But it could be 5 years, 10 years, or 25 years. In my example, I used a 10-year deferment. In the process, we have to assume how much he's going to earn on his asset portfolio. And in order to guide us in that, we've developed a large range of historical information about rates of return on different types of portfolio so that we can establish a probability associated with a particular rate of return. So that's sort of in very quickly how we approach this. Now, I used, in a first iteration, I used a rate of return of 8.1%, which was the median return over 25-year periods for portfolios that are 50% common stock and 50% interest-bearing securities.
And when you say interest-bearing securities, what's an example of that?
Well, government bonds.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, using 8.1% and a 10-year deferment, this retiree would begin by drawing $8,300 a month. Would be his draw amount. And we have structured this so that it includes an inflation adjustment every year of 2%. So the 8,282 would increase by 2% every year.
And did you have an amount of the 10-year deferred annuity that you're going to use out of his $2 million?
You don't worry about the amount of the deferred annuity. At the end of the 10th year, his draw amount is almost $10,000, and at that point, his financial assets are gone, but his annuity kicks in, and there's a seamless transition. Between drawing from financial assets and getting a payment from the insurance company. and the way it's designed, there's no break. One goes right into the other.
And he would still be getting around $10,000 a month?
So I'm looking at a chart right now, which is one of the features of the plan. The retiree can see what will happen over the entire period out to age 104. And the line showing the spendable funds goes up for 10 years, and it's a dotted line. Starting in month 121, the line is a solid line, and that change just indicates the swing from drawing funds from assets and drawing funds from a deferred annuity.
Jack, you did a great job. I'm way late on the clock. I've got one last segment I got to do with my MLS update, so I've got to say goodbye and thank you, Jack Guttentag, the mortgage professor. MortgageProfessor.com, MTGProfessor.com. Great example, great information. Age 95, the man is still going. Amazing. Great, as always, talking to you, Jack.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.
Enjoy.
We'll be right back.